On the surface, the trend certainly doesn't look great. More than 1 million South Floridians are currently enrolled in the food stamp program, more than 17,000 more enrolled in October, including increases in Miami-Dade, Palm Beach, and even Broward County, which saw a promising dip in September. But Erin Gillespie with Florida's Department of Children and Families says enrollment is stabilizing.
You know, every month right now we're seeing a 0.4% increase or a 1% increase, whereas a few years ago we were seeing, you know, 10, 12% increases every month.
Even more promising, Gillespie says, is that the average benefit is dropping, which means that people's salaries are increasing. 18 months ago, the average recipient was getting $253. Now it's down to $247.
That doesn't sound like a lot. But for 2 million households, that's about $144 million less that we're spending.
Gillespie says that over the last year and a half, the number of food stamp recipients finding work has jumped up 20%. While she does admit it might be a while before we see overall enrollment start to drop off, she says the numbers seem to show the program easing people back into a shaky economy. I'm Kenny Malone in Miami.